Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And joining us on that hotline is our buddy from the Post-Gazette, from the Locked On Steelers podcast. For our matchup segment, it is Chris Carter. Chris, do you agree with me that at 4:25 on Sunday, this all comes down to beating Goff?
You're terrible. Terrible. You are terrible. I would Yoshi bonk you right now if this was Twitter.
That's exactly why I wanted to start the conversation with that. Chris, let's start broad and then... Well, no, let's start with the injuries, actually. Zach Frazier now banged up. So what are you going to have left to right? Is it going to be Dylan Cook, Andrews Pete, or Spencer Anderson, and then McCollum at center? Or do you expect Frazier to play in this game?
I expect Frazier to play. I get the sense that, like, the Steelers were in pads yesterday, so that was probably a precaution. He practiced the day before. I doubt that something got triggered during warmups or during walkthroughs on Wednesday. So I bet this was something like, hey, it's the late part of the season. Guys are dealing with things. If we're doing the physical day in practice, we're not going to put our center through anything. He knows what it is. And there's been times where Zach has popped up with things and they've treated this similarly and he comes back fine. We'll see today. If he doesn't practice today, then I would be like, uh-oh. But I expect him to at least be back in a limited fashion today, and then he starts Sunday. But left tackle, I would expect Dylan Cook. I don't know how serious Isaac Seumalo's injury is. I mean, you saw in the play that he came out, it wasn't a contact injury, which whenever a guy has to leave a game for a play that he wasn't like hit hard or anything like that, you do have to look at it and say, uh-oh, is that a bigger problem? Non-contact injuries are always the scariest. So, you know, I don't know what'll happen there. If he is out, maybe you go to Spencer Anderson. Maybe you try to move things around. But that'd be the entire left side of the Steelers' offensive line. And I'll also say this too: like when we talked to Dylan Cook this week, he said one of the big reasons that helped him have zero pressures allowed on 30 pass protection snaps. He said Isaac Seumalo was a big part of it because he helped him call out and identify pass rushes and blitzes. There were times where Dylan Cook, the Dolphins would set two guys on his side, and he would pass one off to Seumalo and then take on the other one. And he looked so composed doing it. When I asked him about it, he was like, that's Isaac. And so if Isaac Seumalo's out, that's a bigger deal because it's also going to impact Dylan Cook.
Chris, do you think that Aaron Rodgers can take advantage of this depleted secondary of the Lions, even if it is an injury-riddled offensive line? Do you think they could hold up enough for Aaron Rodgers to take advantage of the Lions secondary?
I think so. I think as part of the thing is the Steelers are no strangers to conducting a quick pass, short passing offense to protect Aaron Rodgers from an offensive line that's having a bad day. They did that a lot early in the season. Now, the Steelers have become one of the best pass-protecting offensive lines in the NFL statistically when it comes to pressure rates allowed and things like that. But, you know, of course, now they're banged up and they're going up against Aiden Hutchinson and a front that they're the strength of this Lions defense. But I do think that he's going to get his chances in this game to hit DK Metcalf. I don't think that they have a corner that's going to be able to stick him one-on-one. I think they're going to have to scheme up some things. They don't have Brian Branch. That's going to make that easy. I think this could be a day where Adam Thielen or MVS get their chances. I think it should be a day for Pat Freiermuth and really all the tight ends. This is a chance for Aaron Rodgers to attack. This could be an offensive game, and they're going to need it because this is the number one offense that they're facing on the other side of the ball, and they're going to need to not just score but possess the football, make sure that the defense isn't out there for 70, 80 plays at the end of this one, because I could see the defense coming out here and stopping the Lions initially, but you do not want what happened against, like, the Bills, where they had to keep going back out there and keep going back out there, and eventually the defense gets tired and crumbles. So you gotta take advantage of what you get hot. So starting hot could be very important for the Steelers to, A, take an early lead, B, make it tougher for the Lions to say, hey, we're just going to run the ball all day, and then C, protect your defense from having to be out there all game.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. He also the host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So it's looking like no TJ Watt and probably no Herbig. How do you think that's going to go?
I mean, it means Jack Sawyer is probably going to get his first NFL start. It means that DeMarvin Leal is probably going to be the guy behind him, and then they signed Jeremiah Moon. So it's really going to be Alex Highsmith and then a bunch of guys that they're going to need to protect. And that's why I have a hard time seeing them win this game right now. I think that they're going to make it close because I think that the Steelers are playing really good football. But this Lions offense, and particularly this run game, it is really tough to stop. And they're going to be aggressive in attacking whatever side doesn't have Alex Highsmith. And who knows, they might be aggressive attacking Alex Highsmith as well. But one thing the Steelers, I think, had gotten better at in the past couple of weeks, and we talked to Patrick Queen about this yesterday, was avoiding the popcorn mistakes and avoiding plays where guys left their assignments to help other people because they thought they needed to do that to win. And he said, like, you know, guys, you know, will often try to do their own thing. And he's like, we have to not do our own thing. We have to stick to the plan. But when you're missing, you know, starters and you're starting to have backups, that's when it stresses, like, hey, do we try to come down and help out this Jeremiah Moon guy that just got here? Do we try to come down and help out Jack Sawyer, who's a rookie, and we know that he's up against it and that they're going to be running right at him? That's going to be a tough question. And so that's going to stress things out. And then as an offense is making plays, and listen, the Lions have a very talented offense. They're going to make plays. It's going to increase that stress level on the Steelers' defense to stay in their roles. And so I think that's the stuff that's going to get stressed. So if I'm the Lions, I'm running a lot of outside runs, a lot of off tackle, a lot of, you know, just inside the tackle. But I'm trying to do everything I can to put stress on that outside linebacker position, wherever Sawyer, Moon, Leal, that is a big part of my plan for this game. Because now that Derek Harmon's back, they have some more help on the inside. I still try the inside, but man, I am attacking that outside linebacker position wherever Alex Highsmith isn't.
Chris, what about the coaching matchup? Mike Tomlin and Dan Campbell, two guys that are extremely different. Dan Campbell, extremely aggressive. We've seen Tomlin be aggressive, you know, at least last game and the game before a little bit. But what do you think of this coaching matchup? Do you think one is going to try to outsmart the other in this matchup Sunday?
I mean, they always do, right? Like, you know, each coaching staff has plans to route the other, to figure out things that they want to do. I would not be shocked. Like, one thing that Mike Tomlin said when we asked him why was he so aggressive on fourth down in this last game, he said, hey, you know, we wanted to keep Devon Achane, we wanted to keep that run game from the Dolphins from being a factor. We wanted to give them as few chances as possible. And so it's like, hey, you know, I said last week that was the seventh time they faced a top 10 rushing offense. Well, because the Chargers fell out of the top 10, this is now also the seventh time that they're going to be facing a top 10 rushing offense. And this is a better rushing offense. It's a better overall offense. So it would make me think this is a game where the Steelers, if that was their mantra last game, it should be their mantra this week. So I think there's going to be some efforts to try to get in fourth down situations where the Steelers do also try to be aggressive there. And crazy enough, the Steelers have a slightly higher fourth down conversion rate because of last week than the Lions this year. They haven't been that good at fourth down. The Lions have compared to past years. I think last year they competed for like two out of every three fourth downs. But One thing I looked up, the Steelers have the second worst fourth down defense this year. And maybe that's circumstantial. Maybe that's just spots there. But if I'm the Lions, I'm looking at that and saying, we can get this right. We need to have all four plays in our arsenal each drive. And if I do think if the Steelers can identify what they like to do on fourth down and they can take some of those things away and just cause some, get some stops there, and then they are able to put up points, that's a way the Steelers could sort of trap the Lions into creating their own problems. If they get aggressive and go for it on fourth down on their own side of the field, and then they give Aaron Rodgers a short field and then he hurts them, that's a way that where I think coaching can play a role into how this is. So I think one thing the Steelers try to do a lot is they try to simulate situations, try to create spots where they expect certain looks in certain ways because of how teams play specific situations in the past. And so I think that's where a lot of the coaching, I think, is going to come down to in this game, and who can create the spots, and then, you know, who could put their team in better positions to win those spots.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Steelers didn't necessarily live in 11 personnel last week, but we saw a lot more of it than we have before. Three leading pass catchers, or their three leading skill guys in terms of snaps, were wide receivers. So do you think that against this banged up secondary that would be the way to attack them?
I think so. I mean, it's what's working for the offense right now. Right. They're spreading teams out. And even if it wasn't just this banged up secondary, I mean, the last 2 weeks they went up against the Dolphins, which they were, I think, the number 12 or 13 pass defense in the NFL when they went up against them last week. So they were no slouches, but they wanted to put stress on Minkah Fitzpatrick. And so, you know, if the Lions are going to go after your backups, they're going to be attacking, you know, whoever's replacing Watt and Herbie on the outside linebacker position. They're going to be attacking Dylan Cook and anyone else that's a replacement on the offensive line. So attack Brian Branch's backup and put stress on their secondaries. You know, if Terry Arnold, if their secondary is struggling, go after them and force them into tough communication ways. And I think that's something that Arthur Smith did very well last week. Was he had covered two beaters, he had covered three beaters, he had covered one beaters. He had different things that he was going to force you to do. I mean, people get mad when the Steelers miscommunicate, but he forced miscommunications to happen with the Dolphins last week, where they were stressed in certain situations. Guys made judgment calls and they made the wrong. And so when you force guys to have to make tough decisions, they'll sometimes make wrong decisions and miscommunicate. And that's when, you know, busted coverage has happened. And I think that was a big part of the MVS touchdown. Was, you know, one guy was in match cover three, the other guy was staying put on cover, on his cover three, and instead of, you know, one guy followed his receiver, one guy stayed on his side of the field. And so then it put all the stress on the middle safety, who was looking at DK Metcalf. And then as soon as MVS crossed his face, it was an easy touchdown throw for Aaron Rodgers. So if I'm the Steelers, I'm giving Aaron Rodgers every chance to build off of that and to try to attack there. But you also want to balance it because you do want to run the football and control the clock and wear a team down. So if I'm the Steelers, I'm trying to access that somehow.
Chris, who wins?
I do think that the Lions win this game. I just think it's a lot to ask of a banged up Steelers team with if Herbig and Watt are actually out of this game. I think it's a lot to ask of that outside linebacker position. And hey, you know what? I thought it was going to be really tough without Harmon and Watt last game just to stop the run of the Dolphins, and they did that. So they could prove me wrong there again. I just think that this is a tough matchup. This is the number one offense. But hey, you know what? Patrick Queen said that they've had recent meetings, and he also told me some other things before the scrum happened that I'm going to reveal in a Saturday piece.
Oh, little tease
that happened this over the past few weeks that's really helped the defense. And it's something that Mike Tomlin did. So I'm going to write about that in the PG. So be on the lookout for that. It should be out tomorrow. But I think there's extra things that have been happening in the defense. If it leads to them having a really strong game this week against the Lions, it's going to send shockwaves around the NFL because the Lions are a respected team. Even at 8-6, the Lions are a respected team. They have the best offense, the highest scoring offense right now. But even more important than the shockwaves it has sent, guys, it would put the ultimate pressure on the Ravens because if the Steelers win this game, the Ravens play Sunday night and they play Saturday night. The Ravens have to play two games before the Steelers play the Browns in Cleveland. If the Ravens lose any – if the Steelers win this game on Sunday and the Ravens lose either of the games to the Patriots or the Packers, both of which are, you know, Super Bowl contenders – the Steelers would just have to beat the Browns. And the Week 18 wouldn't matter. AFC North locked up. It would put immense pressure on the Ravens to win both of those games. And then the Browns game wouldn't matter. And then it would just be about, can the Steelers beat the Ravens in Week 18? But they would say, hey, if you lose one game, the Browns is it. If they lose both games, the Steelers don't even have to play the Browns. They would clinch the division before even playing the Browns.
Yep.
So there is an opportunity with this game. But I feel like the Lions, they're a really good team. The one thing that you look at, though, is if the Steelers are going to beat them, you look at that defense. They've given up the 24th passing yards, most passing yards in the NFL. They rank 29th in passing touchdowns allowed. If Aaron Rodgers goes up against this team that he's faced a lot of time and has a big day, that could change the tone of things. And if they win this game, it'll be because I think of that passing offense and because that defense surprised people. But I do think that all of a sudden everyone's going to turn and look like, where did these Steelers come from?
Chris, stop stressing Tomlin out, man.
Yep.
We need his
stressing
best.
Me out.
We need his best down the stretch. All right.
And I can't promise anything, but hey, I'd rather say well than sick him.
My man. Nice. All right, Chris, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a million.
All right, fellas.
Except we won't.
Thanks a billion.
Because thanks a trillion.
Thanks a good billion. Gazillion.
I don't think anything's higher than gazillion. I'll take the L.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.